Proclamation number 7060 of 9th of March, 1958. God's guidance. Will. Faith. Love. Anyone who walks by my side can travel his earthly path with peace of mind. He need not fear anything because he is under my protection due to his voluntary affiliation with me. Thus I must always be your guide. You may not travel the path alone so that you will not be joined by the other who does not want to protect you but only seduce you. Therefore it is not difficult to successfully travel the earthly path. Because nothing else is necessary for this but that you entrust yourselves to me. That you quite simply desire to be united with me, for this desire will certainly be granted to you. I only let the earth as well as the whole of creation come into being for the purpose that you return to me again, from whom you once turned away. And as soon as you as human beings acknowledge me as your God and Creator and desire to be united with this God, I will also reveal myself to you as Father. I will take you by the hand and lead you on the path to the Father's house, for my joy is exceedingly great if you want to reach it as my children. But if you feel me next to you then you will also hold a dialogue with me, and you will follow all my instructions, you will pay attention to what I advise you, and you will increasingly recognize that my fatherly love cares for you, and you will safely and calmly travel your earthly path. But the worst thing for you humans is to walk alone, for you will not stay alone for long but only give my adversary the opportunity to approach you, who does not reveal himself to you as an enemy but makes you seemingly friendly offers which are very tempting and which you cannot well resist because they correspond even more to your nature. However, I cannot oust him as long as you do not call for me. But the knowledge of me, of a God of love, wisdom and might, will not remain hidden from all of you, you will all receive knowledge of me. But whether you seriously turn your will towards me is up to you but it is always decisive for the success of earthly life. But you are also given a silent admonisher who warns you of my adversary and urges you towards me. And you must give in to this quiet urging within you and it will not be to your detriment. And once you have established the bond with me you will not easily loosen it again, because I will hold you with a loving hand or again and again entice you like a good shepherd to follow me. And every person who starts his day's work with thoughts of me, every person who asks me for my guidance and my blessing, can now also move in the world without worrying. I will always walk by his side and make sure that he does not stumble. I will also give him strength to resist my adversary's temptations which approach him again and again. For I truly guide the one who chooses me as his leader. Yet again and again it is to be emphasized that this devotion to me first requires faith in me. And this faith does not only arise from the knowledge of me but it requires the degree of love which only allows faith to come alive. And because so many people lack love they also lack the right faith in a God who wants to be a father to his living creations, who also wants to guide them through earthly life as a loving father and in whose guidance they can therefore entrust themselves. For this reason, despite the knowledge of a God, there are few ties between people and me, and even if I often approach them unrecognized and offer myself as their guide, they trust their own strength and wisdom and walk alone, but are not averse to the other companion who tries to exploit their unbelief for himself and also succeeds. This is why the greatest evil in the world is unkindness. For even small deeds of unselfish neighborly love would open up the human being's feelings and his thinking, and the human being's spirit, which is my share, would be able to express itself and urge him towards me, in whom he would then also be able to believe once he has kindled love within himself. Without love, no human beings will turn towards me, and therefore there is also great spiritual hardship on earth. It is a struggle for existence which would be much easier if the human being allowed me to take care of him and be a faithful helper and guide for him. Yet every person can kindle love within himself. Every person can therefore also recognize me and consciously turn his will towards me and thus also desire my guidance. But since earthly life is given to him for the purpose of testing his will, all coercion is also eliminated. Yet I try everything to encourage the human being to be lovingly active in order to win him over to faith in me, for this faith will truly make his earthly life easier for him. He will. Once he has recognized me, also entrust himself to me and will not want to walk without me. And now he will no longer walk his pilgrimage path alone. I will accompany him wherever he goes, and he will truly have a strong support in me. He will be able to lean on me in every adversity and danger, and the way home to the Father's house will now be covered without fail because I myself will guide him there. Amen.